This is Washtenaw United on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. I certainly hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, however different that may have been this year. It has certainly been a year, unlike any other, with a pandemic-stricken economy, high unemployment, food and housing insecurity, educational challenges. The needs we require from our service agencies are on high. Volunteers, in many cases, are a lifeline. Our guest this morning is Madeline Garcia, and Madeline is Senior Development Associate for the United Way of Washtenaw County's Volunteer Center, and thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me, David.
First of all, I understand you are recently married. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How was that getting married in 2020?
Well, it was obviously a little different than what it could have normally been, but we just sized it down to a very small outdoor gathering, and so we were able to do it safely just with our immediate friends and family. So we're happy that it got to happen at all.
Yeah, well, indeed. And a wedding is a great party, but it's not really what it's all about, and you got the meaning from it, and we'll carry that forward with the two of you.
Thank you so much. Yep, we were thinking that the love is more important than the parties.
Well, you said it better than I ever possibly could have. 2020, as we've noted, has been different all the way around. From your professional perspective at the United Way, how has the pandemic impacted the Volunteer Center?
So it's impacted the Volunteer Center by us needing to put a little bit more priority on virtual volunteering. While, of course, there are still needs for in-person volunteering, especially when we've been at peak times, those have gone down a bit. For something that's maybe not super vital to do at that moment. But we still definitely have a lot of in-person opportunities, but definitely, like I said, a lot more virtual opportunities as well.
The mission of the center is to connect people and to create collaboration. Has that been more difficult, being so much of it is virtual?
I think people are still, especially during this time, looking for ways to help others. So people are still reaching out, trying to change some things that were in person and figuring out how to do them virtually, or trying to have nonprofit partners that maybe never did anything virtually before has been something to kind of go through to learn new and different ways. But I think we've still been able to connect people to different opportunities when they've really still wanted to be connected and help.
Are there particular areas of need that are either going unmet or are being underserved as a result of the pandemic and this kind of distanced life we're leading?
I don't think that there are things that have been unmet. Like I said, I think people are still trying very hard. I think there's things need has grown, specifically kind of the food deliveries have been a really big thing for some of our community members that some people were already getting food deliveries. Some people now, it might not be safe for them to go out. So food delivery has gone up a lot. So there's been a lot more need for that. But that can also be done kind of contactless. So even though it's in person, you can still do it in a safe way.
Washtenaw United and our conversation with Madeline Garcia continues on 89.1 WEMU. Madeline is Senior Development Associate for the United Way of Washtenaw County's Volunteer Center. Madeline, when you first started volunteering yourself, what was the personal benefit you took from it?
For me, it was a sense of purpose and connection to community. I've always tried to find ways to volunteer with kind of the skill set that I have or the interest that I have. Which is a great part of our VolunteerWashtenaw.org website, is that you can kind of look up based on your interests. And so I think it helps connect even more if it's something that they have kind of on their heart.
Despite the hardship and the mess that is 2020, do you find when you have the opportunity to connect or volunteer your services today, it's just as rewarding as when you first started?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I did some things that were even virtual by making masks or filling out some cards of encouragement. And even though that wasn't in person, maybe even more receptive for people right now as they're going through the hardships. So I think even during this time, it is still just as great of an opportunity and makes you feel just as connected.
We've talked a bit about connection. Do you find that more of the volunteers that are seeking out more personal connections with other volunteers and the people they help are doing so given the restrictions of COVID-19?
I think people are trying. It can be a little bit more difficult right now because things are a little bit more individualistic. But we've had group volunteer opportunities in the past, and that has gone down slightly. But I think people are feeling connected maybe in different ways. You know, they can't be in person in a team, but their team could still do it virtually and be connecting through email saying, this is how many cards of encouragement we've sent out, or this is the impact that we've had. So I think we've just had to find different ways to work with that.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and you're listening to Washtenaw United. We're talking with the United Way of Washtenaw County's Madeline Garcia. There is now some light at the end of the tunnel, Madeline, with COVID-19 vaccines on the way, and at some point late next year or early 2022, we might be able to call the pandemic at an end. Have there been lessons learned that the Volunteer Center and its partners and collaborators will be able to take forward in positive ways?
Yeah, of course. I think the virtual volunteer opportunities will be a lesson. As I said, that's something that we had to kind of dive into real hard when we were at the peak in the spring, and it was new for a lot of people. But I think it's given us the opportunity to expand and make sure that in the future there are additional opportunities that aren't just in person. Even if we can be in person after the pandemic, there might be other reasons why people can't be, or it might be easier for them to volunteer virtually. So I think it just kind of opens the door to all new possibilities.
You know, 2020 has certainly provided its fair share of opportunity to reflect on what we're going through, what we're learning, and how it is going to impact us moving forward. What have you learned? What are some of the personal lessons that you've gotten from 2020 and will carry forward with you?
Oh, wow. Well, personal lessons, I guess it's just important to be content and happy with the health that you have, even if everything crazy is going on, and being focused on your family and friends, even if you can't see them in person, and being intentional about relationships and what you do in life. I guess that's what I would have learned personally.
Well, again, there is always opportunity to volunteer, and the need now and moving forward will be high. How can people get directly involved? And as you touched on earlier, find the direct way to meet what it is they're interested in and serve those they wish to interact with.
Yes. So everybody can go on to volunteerwashtenaw.org, and this is where our volunteer center is. You can sign in and you can find a whole bunch of different opportunities. We even have some specified as COVID-19 response opportunities or holiday opportunities coming up. And like I said, you can also filter through different dates or interests. And so that is what I would recommend for people to find. And I would just like to say that we appreciate all the volunteers that we have that come and visit our site, or just that volunteer throughout our community, because it really does make an impact.
I'd like to thank you so much for the time today, and I'd like to thank you for the work you're doing.
Well, thank you so much, David. I appreciate the time talking about this, and I hope that everybody else can get onto this website and figure out how they want to give back to our community.
That is Madeline Garcia. She serves as Senior Development Associate for the United Way of Washtenaw County's Volunteer Center, and she's been our guest on Washtenaw United. For more information on today's topic and to access the Washtenaw United Archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.